Amen. Our message is entitled today, What Seemed Unlikely. What seemed unlikely. Do you ever get the feeling sometimes that the Lord will never use you? You ever feel like that you say, well, it seems like He will never use me because of all the baggage and all the things I have going on in my life? Well, dear friends, today I want to declare to you that the Lord God Almighty has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. God has a plan, and God wants to implement that purpose in your life. Now, you may be here today, and you may be a little discouraged. You may be at the point where you feel a little bit low. Well, the Bible teaches us in the Gospel of John, in John chapter 8, verse number 44, that Jesus told them that the devil was a liar and the father of it. I want you to know today, dear friends, Satan has a desire to lie to you, but don't believe his lies. God has a plan. Though it may seem unlikely, rest assured of this, God has a purpose for you. If you have your Bibles, you would like to turn with us, look today, if you will, at the book of Judges. Judges chapter 15. The book of Judges, chapter 15. Not very many messages come from this particular passage of Scripture. It's familiar to each and every one of you, but more than likely you've not heard very many messages from Judges, chapter 15. But we want to share with you this morning the word that the Lord has laid upon our hearts about a man that God used mightily in tremendous ways. And if God could use him, then rest assured of this, God can use you. What seems unlikely. In Judges chapter 15, we'll begin reading in verse 15 and read to verse 16. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said with the jawbone of the ass, heaps upon heaps with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart a week ago today, the Holy Spirit began to have us to look very closely at this man by the name of Samson. I tell you, dear friends, not many messages are proclaimed about Samson. Samson was a man that was a great man, but he made terrible decisions. And because of his decisions, he faced harsh and very difficult circumstances. And believe you me, that this man, he fell victim to the lust of his flesh. This man fell and came short many, many times. But I ain't today throwing rocks at Samson, because I tell you today, friend, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I fell and come short of the glory of God. But praise his glorious name, the Lord loves us, and he cares for us, and he forgives us, and praise his holy name. He's willing to use us in a mighty way in the world that's around us. I believe, dear friends, that when you look at the Word of God, you will come away with this, that God has a divine plan. That divine plan includes you and I. And I believe that the Lord today desire to begin and to implement that plan. You might say, Brother Lynn, I have failed and I've come short. I have things in my life that's troubling me, that's hindering me. I tell you, you can bring it to the throne of grace. God Almighty, who loves you and cares, will help you. He'll lift you up. He'll establish your goings. He will bring to you what it is you need in your life so that you can fulfill the will that God has for you. Samson was a man whose birth was prophesied. He had taken a Nazirite vow. He was a man who married a Philistine woman and it turned out to be a mess. He was a man who had great, incredible strength, had great feats of strength when the Holy Spirit descended upon him. Yet with all that had been in his life, he fell short many, many times. And as I began to look here at Judges 15, the Holy Spirit began to remind us on how that we all fail and come short, and how that we all have an opportunity to shine brightly for the Lord God Almighty. I tell you today, dear friends, don't think that it's unlikely, but be assured that it's likely, that if you have a will, God will make a way. And I believe today, dear friend, that if the Lord is dealing with you, I pray today that you'll succumb to the will of the Holy Spirit and have a desire in your heart to proclaim the Word of God and live and minister. Praise God in His will. As we began to focus upon Judges chapter 15, we thought about how that this man found himself in a terrible fix. You say, Brother Lynn, what kind of fix was he in? We don't have enough time today, dear friends, to go over every aspect of this man by the name of Samson. But I can tell you, his people had turned upon him. They had turned against him. And 3,000 of his own people had apprehended him, tied him with ropes, and delivered him to 1,000 soldiers of the Philistine army. All Samson said to his people was, "Don't kill me." And they said that they would not kill him, but they would deliver him to the enemy of Israel. I thought about that a great deal. You take this man being turned over to 1,000-man army. It would seem unlikely that he would have a chance. But rest assured this, God had a plan and God had a purpose for Samson. The purpose that he had for Samson was to weaken the enemies of Israel. So when God had turned him over to the 1,000 that stood before him, that plan and purpose we began to take shape. And I thought about that a great deal, how that the Lord can take what seems minute and make great, how that the Lord can take a little and make a lot, how he can take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. For you see, dear friends, when Samson was turned over to this 1,000-man army, the odds of him being relieved of this terrible situation seemed unlikely. But God had a plan. And I tell you today, dear friends, our point being is that God has a plan. No matter what the odds are, no matter what the conditions are, no matter what the situations are, praise be to God, we serve a great and glorious God. Oh, we serve a mighty God. We serve a tremendous God. Oh, dear friends, though it may seem to the world unlikely as Samson would be delivered, God had a purpose. You would think going up against a 1,000-man army that you would have to have a great and tremendous weapon. What did Samson have? The Bible says that he reached down and he picked up a jawbone of a donkey. Oh, dear friends, here this man against a 1,000 with a jawbone of an ass. The Bible says that he slew 1,000 of his enemies. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty, if He has a plan and a purpose for you, that He does, you can rest assured, if there's a will, He'll make a way. He will deliver you. He will bless you. He will help you. And praise be to God, be a help to others. Oh, when you look here at Samson, you see this man that God had blessed in a tremendous way. And I thought about that. You say, Brother Lynn, why did he bless him? This man who failed and came short time again. Oh, dear friends, ask yourself, why did he bless you? He blessed you and he blessed me. Praise God, because he loves us. He loves us. That's why that he blesses us. That's why that he helps us. That's why that he enables us. That's why that he makes us a way. Praise God, he loves us. And I tell you today, dear friends, we love him, but rest assured of this, he first loved us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us when we're unlovable. Samson was unlovable a lot. Oh, it's easy to point fingers, but how many of us are unlovable? How many of us are despisable? How many of us it's hard to get a good word out of many of the time? How many of us fail and come short day in and day out? I tell you, friends, we can't throw rocks. We live in a spiritual glass house of our own. But you see, look at this. The Bible says in Isaiah 55, in verse number 8, he says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." I tell you today, dear friends, God has a plan. God has a purpose to deliver you in the midst of your enemy. He will equip you. He will give you the tools and the weapons you need to succeed. Rest assured of this, because the love, the grace, and the mercy of an almighty God, praise be to God, you're well. You're well. Here old Samson was bound with those ropes. Those ropes, they had him bound. The Bible tells us that he was bound tightly, and he broke them. He broke those restraints. He broke those bands. He broke those fetters. He brought all the things that were restraining him. And I tell you today, through the power and the will of God, the Lord will enable you to break free in His will. God will. God will. I want you to understand this, dear friends, that God, infinite wisdom, has a desire to bless you and to show you that he, praise God, is able. What does Satan desire to do? To oppress, to hinder, to make you feel so low that there's no way of getting up. How many of you say, I can't help nobody because I can't even help myself? Oh, I declare to you the power and the might of a living, breathing, passionate Lord who is willing to bring you, praise God, where you need to be. That's why that in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus would say, in Mark chapter 10 and verse number 27, and Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but with God, for with God all things are possible. Oh dear friends, though you may think it's unlikely, rest assured of this, that if God has a purpose, He'll make it likely. He will bless you. He will help you. He will enable you to be a blessing and a help, praise God, to others. Floundering, failing, and coming short. Worries, troubles, heartaches, pain, trial, tribulation, heaviness of heart. It burdens us. It gets upon us. It takes its toll. And Satan will browbeat. He'll disturb. He'll wreak havoc in our lives. But I tell you today, when you look at the Word of God, this living, breathing, inerrant God will bring you joy. It'll bring you peace. It'll bring you encouragement. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I tell you today, dear friends, what may seem unlikely to you is a sure thing in the eyes of God. We said, well, I know I need to. I know I ought to, but I just can't. You know, I heard growing up as a kid, can't could never do nothing. And I thought about this a lot. When Jesus declared in John 14 and 6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man come to the Father but by me. And I believe, dear friends, that if you go in obedience to the throne of grace and allow God to work with you and stir you and compel you, I believe that great and glorious things can occur. You see, dear friends, Jesus didn't come and choose the elect. He came and picked zealots. He came, He picked fishermen. He brought tax collectors. He brought the most rude and crude and unlikely bunch the world had ever seen. But because of His infinite wisdom and because of His might and glorious power, He took those ragtag followers and turned the world, praise God, upside down. What seemed unlikely was made likely by God. By God. By the Lord God Almighty. Oh, dear friends, this man by the name of Samson, this man that failed and came short, time and time again, the Lord blessed, and He's mentioned in the book of Hebrews, in the chapter 11, known as the heroes of faith. They're in verse 32. You see, dear friends, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Serving God is not based on merit or ability. Aren't you glad that it's not based on who you are and who you know and where you're from? Aren't you glad that the Lord will take a hell-bound sinner such as you and such as me and lift us up and dust us off and save our souls and bring joy and peace to our heart? He don't have to do that, but He chooses to do that because He loves us. God has a plan for us today. God has a purpose for us today. It may seem unlikely, dear friends, but rest assured of this, God can make all things possible. This morning in their priestry and prayers we spoke about, Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Samson could do many great and glorious things because God has strengthened him. And I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord that blessed Samson, the Lord that blessed the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, is the same Lord that has a desire to bless you. Same God. The Bible teaches us that he changeth not. He's the same today as he was yesterday. And praise be to God, he will be forevermore. I ask today, what are you doing for the Lord? You may say nothing. Why are we doing nothing for the one who's done everything for us? Samson, this man failed. Come short, God would use him. Did he reach his full potential? No. Will we reach our full potential? Maybe not. But God has a purpose, and God has a plan. And his word tells us in 2 Timothy in chapter number 4, verse number 2, that we're to be instant in season and out of season. And I tell you today, dear friends, you and I don't have to face the same fate as Samson. For at the end of his life, through his failures and his his eyes was burnt out. He was in a dungeon. And as the Philistines was celebrating their pagan god Dagon, he was made fun of and laughed to scorn. But I tell you, the God that loved him and cared for him declared that purpose upon him. And when Samson prayed, the Lord showed up and saved the day. What did he do? He said, Lord, one more time, give me strength to avenge my enemies. One more time. It reminds me of that little boy that got saved during vacation Bible school, and we was walking through the park a lot. And he said, you know something, Lynn? I thought I was saved when I was 8. And there he was about 12 now. And he said, I thank God for second chances. All he had to do was ask God. All he had to do was pray to God. All he had to do was look to God. And all was made well. Samson asked the lad to bring him to the two pillars of the temple. And he asked God to give him that strength. You know something today, dear friends? There is nothing that you and I can do that is greater than repentance. How are we going to start to fulfill the purpose and the will and the plans that God has for us? We must repent. We must. We must. Why are we failing and coming short so often in our lives? I tell you, dear friends, many times we fail to ask for forgiveness. I've been in churches. You've been in churches. You've seen people that ain't darkened a heart, a church door in 6 months, and they'll come in after about 6 months to a year, and they're ready to fly away, oh, how I love Jesus. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. There's a lot wrong with Samson. But there was one thing he had right. He loved God. And he knew that God loved him. Oh, dear friends, I believe we love God. I believe we trust God. Ain't it high time that we live for God? You don't have to find yourself in a dungeon. Praise be to God. You can be on the pinnacle of blessing. came down to Samson, as it comes down to each and every one of us, it comes down to choice. We have free will. You and I today have free will. We can choose. Oh, dear friend, you say, Brother Lynn, it can't be me. I'm unworthy. I'm unequipped. I'm unqualified. Oh, dear friend, listen to this word from 1 Corinthians here in chapter 1 and verse number 27. The Bible says, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Oh, you see, dear friends, that God can take a little and praise God, bring a lot. It seems unlikely. It seems unlikely that any of us will reach the numbers and the masses as one like Billy Graham. But we don't know. I think about these children and these little ones that darted off the children's church. If God lets us live and nothing don't happen, they don't come back for His church. It's unimaginable what God may do in their lives. You say, well, Brother Lynn, they're mean, they're rough, they're hardcore, hard to do anything with. I tell you, friends, my God, He is able. How many times have we said this? And she's got a beautiful baby. We talk about this baby a lot. Now, this baby's going to grow up. And you can rest assured that these lovely parents are not going to have to teach her to be bad. She'll get into stuff. She'll get into a lot of stuff. But you know what they will have to do? They'll have to teach her to be good. And that's the way God is with us. He don't have to teach a win. The feeling comes short. It comes naturally. But the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, He enlightens me. And I tell you, dear friends, He enlightens Samson time and time again. And sometimes he thrived, but more times than not, he crashed and burned. And that's a picture of us today. But I declare to you, on the thought of God's breathing, sleeping, wonderful, passionate word, it don't have to be that way. God is instant in season and out of season. When you're asleep, when you're awake, when you're up, when you're down, He's always there. And that Word is always vibrant. And what the Lord wants us to know today, though it may seem unlikely, through the Lord all things are possible in our lives today. Aren't you thankful? You know, I didn't get saved because I deserved it. I got saved because He loved me. You haven't been lifted out of that threshold of trouble because you deserved it. You were lifted out because that He loves you. He loves Samson. Despite all the failures and shortcomings, He loved him. Despite all your failures and shortcomings, He loves you. Sleeping, awake, slipping, slumbering, rising to the occasion, no matter what it may be, He loves you. Isn't that wonderful? You might say, well, why would a God that has this infinite wisdom, why would He use a man like Samson? Well, why in the world would He use anybody like us? That's the question. Why would He use us? He loves us. You know, when you think of Samson, you know, when he carried that gate 30-some miles, you know, that city gate that weighed tons, captured 300 foxes and tied them in pairs and lit their tails with a light, and they'd come 300 human torches and burn up all the crops of the Philistines. Man who killed a lion with his bare hands, a great man. A lot of people says, well, he must have had muscles about the size of a tire of a car. Well, he might not have been no bigger than me. But boy, when the Holy Spirit got on him, all things changed. Well, when the Holy Spirit gets on you, all things will change. When the Holy Spirit stirs in your heart and your mind and your soul, all things will change. What seems unlikely can be made likely if you and I will just look to Him. Let's stand to our feet. You may